The big bitter pill in Quinn's budget is this: keeping the state's personal income tax rate at 5% next year instead of letting it drop down to 3.75%. But the Democratic governor also offered some sugar in last week's budget speech.
Providing every homeowner in Illinois with a guaranteed $500 property tax refund every year.
Every homeowner guaranteed $500 every year? That might sound pretty sweet for the 92% of Illinois homeowners Quinn says would benefit from that refund. But all you apartment dwellers out there?
Renters are not going to share in any of the givebacks in terms of the property tax rebate.
Lawrence Massal heads up the Chicago-based Civic Federation, a budget watchdog group. And he points out Illinois' property tax credit does not apply to renters, even though they do pay for property taxes indirectly each time they cut their landlords a check. That means a third of Illinois households and more than half of Chicago's aren't eligible. And yet,
the overall population, everyone at every level who earns income, is going to pay a higher tax rate going forward than they would otherwise if the temporary income tax were allowed to expire.
If approved, the $500 refunds would cost nearly $1.3 billion next year, more than twice as much as the current program. Quinn says it's part of his larger plan to give homeowners and working families some relief from an onerous, unfair property tax system. But if that's how he feels, renters should be included too, says John Bartlett, who heads up the Metropolitan Tenants Organization, a Chicago renters rights group.
Renters tend to be the lowest income population in Illinois, and they're not going to be getting a tax break, and that's really unfortunate and unfair because they probably need it the most.
But Quinn points to the state's earned income tax credit for the working poor. It's for individuals who make less than about $14,000 a year or less than $48,000 for a family of four. And over the next 5 years, Quinn wants to double that tax credit.
There are many, many renters who will benefit from that particular tax relief measure. We've already done it once. We're going to do it again. We're going to double the value of the earned income tax credit, which helps so many renting families raising children.
But that would only apply to about a quarter of Illinois' rental households, according to census data. University of Illinois professor David Merriman says that leaves middle-class renters in the lurch.
We're talking about people whose income's in the, you know, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 range and are renters. Those are the people who I think are going to get hit the hardest.
Quinn's administration points out it doesn't want to raise the current income tax rate next year, but it's also not lowering it, as was the original plan. Kevin Jackson, who heads up the Chicago Rehab Network, says that's especially bad news right now, as rents in Illinois are already becoming less and less affordable.
Renters are a vibrant and significant part of the economy. And so if we're thinking about this homeowner support as a way of reinforcing economic activity, renters should also be included.
22 other states do include renters in some sort of tax benefit program. Governor Quinn would not say whether he'd seriously consider adding Illinois to that list. I'm Alex Keefe.